Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to the radio show today. And I read the Bible every single day, and I encourage people to do so. And many believers are too busy to read the Bible. They save it to the end of the day. Then the end of the day comes, and they're too tired to read their own word of our Creator. And these words in the Bible are so important to us, and we need to be reading it every day. And I always say that there's six things we need to be doing as believers on a regular basis, and that is to pray, praise, proclaim, read, and repent and submit. And these are the six things we need to be doing on a regular basis. And when we think about that, it's my goal, and what I want to do is encourage people to read their scriptures every single day and to get in the Word every single day. So if you're driving right now or if you're hearing this right now, my website is TorahLifeMinistries.org. I want to remind you that when Yeshua set us free, He didn't just set us free and say, you can just go and figure it out. No, He gave us His Word and His will for us. And the first part of the Bible is the Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, what His will is for us. But then there are other parts of the Bible that are people that are living His will and carrying it out, but they had a passion for His will and what they were. And one of those people was King David. And King David recorded many of his prayers via song in a book called Psalms. And currently I'm reading on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, all of the Psalms in order, live on a regular basis, on a daily basis, reading them live, to encourage people to get in their word on a regular day. And today I'm going to read for you Psalm 69 to just give you an idea of the heart of David, how he prayed and sang and his emotional connection to our wonderful Creator. And as I give you this, I want to encourage you to go to my website and see the other Psalms. You don't have to see them live every day, but you can go there and you can see them on video every single day on YouTube, on just TorahLifeMinistries.org. But we have to realize, folks, that we live in a time where you can have no issue going to pick up the newspaper every day and reading the daily news, or going to the computer and going to Yahoo and seeing an update, or CNN and seeing an update on all the news stories around the world. Well, what about these amazing news stories that King David went through to get us where we are today? What about these amazing stories about Yeshua? You know, we need to know these days more than anything else. People in this country say two of the most important events that ever happened were Pearl Harbor and 9/11. And when you mention Pearl Harbor and 9/11, most people automatically know what they are. But I'm here to tell you, those were not the two most important acts in our lives. And they should not be at the top of our list. My heart goes out to everyone that has been impacted by these two tragedies. But there are some serious events that happened and are recorded in Scripture that we need to recall and remember. And this is what King David's psalms, his songs, his prayers remind us to do. So I want to encourage you, and I've been reading all of the scriptures and the prayers here, but as we get to Psalm 69, which is one of the most quoted psalms of the Renewed Covenant, and Yeshua used it often. And the reason why I wanted to do this one today for you is there are so many people out there that are suffering, and it seems like there is no help, there's no end, and they don't know what to do. Well, this is a psalm, a situation where King David was in that situation. Basically, his back was up against the wall. He went to Yahweh and he trusted Yahweh, and Yahweh delivered him from that. So sit back and enjoy Psalm 69 today. And you can contact the radio station if you have any comments about this, or go to my website and see the actual video of this and share this with others. TorahLifeMinistries.org. So listen here, and thank you very much for listening. Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me today. We are reading Psalm 69, reminding everyone, hashtag, read, repent, and submit, and all that. Pray, praise, proclaim, read, repent, and submit. PPPRRS hashtag. Let's get into those hashtags and do that. So, yes, folks, we're up to Psalm 69. I'm reading the scriptures every day for you guys just to encourage you to get in the Word every day at some point. I know we get busy, but we need to slow down and we need to remember and prioritize what is most important. So this is a psalm about a cry of distress amongst all the trouble that David was in. And there are people, one of my favorite books is Fox's Books of Martyrs that talks about people that their backs were up the wall, let's so say. And they found joy. They found joy. And many of them didn't survive. Many of them were martyred. They were all martyred. That's why they were in the book. But in general, people are martyred or just people have a dim outlook, let's so say. But never give up hope and never give up faith in Yahweh and never give in to the enemy. And that's what we got here in this one. We have David crying in prayer and song. That's what Psalms are. Remember this, folks. I might be just saying it, but he was singing it in song. So it says, and by the way, this Psalm, Psalm 69, is the most, one of the most quoted Psalms in the Renewed Covenant or the New Testament, more than any other one. And it talks about the suffering of the ministry of Yeshua in the Renewed Covenant. So that's something to consider. And basically, so, you know, there are a lot of Psalms, folks, and this is one of the most quoted ones. So, and it's a long one too. So 69. So, save me, O Yahweh, for the, let me get my flashlight. Save me, O Yahweh, for the flood waters are up to my neck. Deeper and deeper I sink into the mire. I can't find a foothold. I am deep in deep water and, the floods overwhelm me. Translation, I'm up the creek and I don't have a paddle. Help me, help me. This is not a good situation that I'm in. I'm exhausted from crying for help. My throat is parched. And he goes, my eyes are swollen with weeping, waiting for my Elohim to help me. David was somebody who was not holding back his emotions. And he cried publicly and he cried in private. For Yahweh, and just because his heart was deeply connected to it. I sometimes wonder how people, even myself, could even mention about the death of Yeshua without crying or without just being overcome with emotions. It's become such a cliche to say he died for us that there's no emotions behind it anymore. And I say it all the time, if you have a loved one, a spouse, a child, a parent that has died, or a best friend that you were very close with, every single time you talk about that person or think about that person, you're going to be emotionally moved. And that's how David was when he spoke about Yahweh. But we, and I say me included, we've disconnected ourselves and we've just become part of the saying, well, he died for us. But do we really know what that means? I mean, if I was standing on a street corner with my friend and somebody came by and pulled out a gun and was about to shoot me, and he jumped in front of the bullet, and that car sped away, and the people got away, and here my friend dies right at my feet. You know, every single time I mention that situation or what happened, I'm going to be emotionally distraught about what happened and what I seen, and I'm not going to forget that for the rest of my life. But we have to somehow bring ourselves to that when we think about Yeshua and what he actually did for us by dying for us and who he actually was. And David had that connection with Yahweh, looking forward to Yeshua, knowing that Yahweh was the only one that could save him and rescue him, knowing that Yahweh was the creator of him, and so on. So he cried, and he was joyful, and joyful in singing and song and dance when things were going well. So he was very emotionally moved, is what I'm saying, And I think we need to give more thought about certain situations for us to be in certain places. So it says, those who hate me without cause outnumber the hairs of my head. Many enemies try to destroy me with lies, demanding that I give back what I didn't steal. And this right here in verse 4 sums up the situation King David was in consistently. Those who hate me without cause, so people hated him for no reason. Then it says they outnumbered him by the hairs on his head. That's completely, that's not like 2-1. That's like completely overwhelmed. And many enemies tried to destroy me with lies. So they tried to make things up to overcome Lashana Ra Gossip, speaking of the tongue which Yah speaks always against. And then demanding that I give back what I didn't steal. So this is the situation that he was in. And many of us often seem like we're falsely accused of things for believing in Yeshua. People might say things against us that are bad, but never give up. Especially you don't need to defend truth. You know, you need to defend a lie, but not truth. So verse 5 says, "Oh Yahweh, you know how foolish I am. My sins cannot be hidden from you." For me, this is like one of the most special qualities about King David was his humbleness, how humble he was, admitting that, you know, the world might see him as a king, but Yahweh sees him in private and knows his sins. And that's why I say often, I am no better than anyone else out there. You know, I'm a sinner just like everyone else, but I have so much remorse and regret and repentance for when I don't do what I should be doing. And I do take it to Yah in prayer. And that's how David was. And that's how we need to be. Verse 6, "Don't let those who trust in you be ashamed because of me. Oh, servant Yahweh of heavens, the heaven's armies, don't let me cause them to be humiliated by my actions or just be humiliated." And he's saying, don't let my sins, my actions, my doubt, my mess ups humiliate the ones that are representing you, Father Yahweh. Oh, Elohim of Israel, for I endure insults for your sake. So he's going through a theme here. First, he's talking about, you know, who's coming against him. Then he's talking about his sins, humbling him. Now he's talking about, for I endure insults for your sake. And it says in the scriptures, Yeshua suffered for righteousness, and we are to suffer righteousness as well. Humiliation is written all over my face. Even my own brothers pretend they don't know me. They treat me like a stranger. People amongst you. Look, here's what it comes down to. When you proclaim Yeshua as Messiah, the world's going to be against you. That's it. The world's going to be against you. Passion for your house has consumed me, and the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. When I weep fast, they scoff at me. When I weep and fast, they scoff at me. When I dress in burlap to show sorrow, they make fun of me. I am a favorite topic of the town gossip, and all the drunks sing about me. There's two sides. There's no neutrality with our Creator, either for him or against him. And if there's no neutrality, folks, and you come against Yahweh's servants, you're against Yahweh. Verse 13, "But I keep praying to you, Yahweh, hoping this time you will show me favor in your unfailing love, Elohim. Answer my prayer with your sure salvation." Hallelujah. That is just beautiful. Answer my prayer with your sure salvation. David had trust and faith like no other. He was just wonderful. He keeps praying through the situation. No matter what situation you're all in, keep praying through the situation. Never give up, never stop. So rescue me from the mud. Don't let me sink any deeper. Save me from those who hate me and pull me from these deep waters. Don't let the floods overwhelm me the deep waters swallow me or the pit of death devour me. Answer my prayers, O Yahweh, for your unfailing love is wonderful. Take care of me, for your mercy is so plentiful. Don't hide from your servant. Answer me quickly, for I am in deep trouble. Come and redeem me. Free me from my enemies. So David knew who to turn to and sing to and cry to. And he wasn't going to money. He wasn't going to the bank for a loan. He wasn't going to the doctors, for cure. He was going to Yahweh. That's who he took his prayers to. He says, "You know my shame, scorn, and disgrace. You see that my enemies, you see all that my enemies are doing. Their insults have broken my heart, and I am in despair. If only one person would show some pity, if only one would turn to comfort me. But instead, they give me poison for food. They offer me sour wine to thirst." Let the bountiful table set before them become a snare and their prosperity become a trap. And this was a common thing that happened, that the people's and the enemies of Yah's servants were the ones that actually succumbed to their own devices. And here David again is calling out for that. Let their eyes go blind so they cannot see and make their bodies shake continually. Pour out your fury on them. Consume them with your burning anger. Let their homes become desolate and let their and their tents be deserted. So the one you have punished, to the one you have punished, they add insult to injury. They add to the pain of those who have hurt. Pile their sins up high and don't let them go free. Erase their names from the book of life and don't let them be counted among the righteous. The ultimate goal of the heart of Yahweh is that we would all see Yahweh's truth, and that our eyes would be open to him. And that's the first and ultimate goal. But David here was talking about so much anger and distress about what was going on and the situation he was in, where his back was up the wall. All these people were sinning. And you know, here David is, pile their sins up high. Don't let them go free. Erase their names from the book of life. Don't let them be counted among the righteous. Yahweh didn't need to hear this. Yahweh knows what to do in situations. Yahweh knows what to do to people. And Yahweh knows the consequences they're going to face. But King David, just like we all should be, is to express our feelings to Yahweh and talk to him. Talk to him in all our emotional states. And just not that he needs to hear us and knows. He knows everything that's going on in the heart. Just to be in communication with him. That's what prayer is, to be consistent communication with him. And he'll talk back to us. He will. I am suffering and in pain. Rescue me, O Yahweh, by your saving power. I am suffering and in pain. So now we see the situation more clearly, what David was in. He wasn't just, saying this. It says, I am suffering and in pain. Then I will praise the name with singing and will honor him with thanksgiving. David wasn't asking for Yahweh a conditional thing. If you save me, I will do this. No. He was saying, when you save me, I will be able to do this. And I will honor him with thanksgiving. For this will please Yahweh more than sacrificing cattle, more than presenting a bull with horns and hooves. The humble will see their God at work and be glad. Let all those who seek Yahweh's help be encouraged. Hallelujah. For Yahweh hears the cries of the needy. He does not despise the imprisoned people. And that is my scripture of the day right there. Because that's what we need to remember as believers. And we could go and say, you know, for this will please him. The humble will see their Elohim at work and be glad. Let all those who seek God's help be encouraged. But here it is. This is the scripture of the day, verse 33. Of Psalm 69, for Yahweh hears the cries of the needy. He does not despise his imprisoned people. I tell you over and over again that the works are not about salvation. Accepting Yeshua is about salvation. The blessings and the curses, the consequences of what we get is determined by our works, what we do. Are we being obedient to scripture, righteous, or are we being unrighteous and wicked by not being and rejecting scripture? And when we think about this and we realize this, the number one blessing, the greatest blessing, the most common blessing that our Creator gives us for our righteousness is he hears your prayers. He hears your prayers. Those that are seeking the wicked way of the world, those that are in the flesh, he rejects the prayers of the wicked. He doesn't even hear you. You're wasting your breath if your actions aren't where they should be. You need to be seeking his will, his Torah, his guideline. And like it says in verse 33 here, for Yahweh hears the cries of the needy. When you cry out to him in prayer, and the goal is not just the needy, because there are wicked people that need wickedness to motivate them. No. That he's talking about, he does not despise his imprisoned people. His imprisoned people, those that are suffering like David suffered, outnumbered, all for his imprisoned people. It's not just the prayers of the needy all over the world. That's I hear wicked people all over the world, people that are not believers in Yeshua all over the world, praying for things. The real God, the real creator, does not hear them. He rejects his ear from them. It's his imprisoned people that he hears their needs. That's it. That's what we need to remember. Verse 34, praise him, O heaven and earth, the seas and all that move them. For Elohim will save Jerusalem and rebuild the towns of Judah. His people will live there and settle in their own land. Hallelujah. Verse 36, the descendants of those who obey him will inherit the land, and those who love him will live there safely. Hallelujah. So listen to that. The descendants of those who obey him. That's what everything comes down to. It doesn't matter where you're from. It matters where you're going. It's those who obey him. You're either obeying him or you're not obeying him. That's what it comes down to. And that's what you got to ask yourself. Am I obedient to his word? Am I obedient to the prayers, to his answers of prayer, to his will for me, to Torah, to the guideline instructions? Do I even know what they are? There's only one way to know what they are, and that is to get into the word and look into the word and what the word says. And those who love him will live there safely. Those who love him. The Bible says, those who love me will keep my commandments. James 4:17 says, to no good and not do it, to him it is sin. So many people's eyes are deceived, closed, and they don't know. But now you're hearing this. I'm telling you. And every single person anywhere in the world, I don't care if you're living in a big city or some little tribe somewhere in the middle of the desert or some in the middle of the forest. Every single person has an opportunity through just seeing nature and seeing creation that there is a creator, and he gave his son Yeshua for us to die for us, and he could put that on our hearts, and we need to be obedient to his will, to his word. Well, what if we don't have a Bible? What if we don't have the Torah? What if we don't know? That's what prayer is about. That's what prayer is about. And he will get his words into every single person's hands all over the world if you are obedient to him and seeking him. He will not leave you alone stranded. And if you say you're praying, you don't need scripture, well, you better make sure those prayers line up with scripture, because if they don't, there's a different spirit speaking to you. So we need to remember this, and we need to remember King David and his heart for Yahweh. Where's your heart for Yahweh? Think about Daniel, who was castrated and still did not give up hope and faith in Yahweh, and still prayed to him every single day. That's an example of Yeshua. That's an example of salvation. That's an example of righteousness. We don't need excuses to run away from Yahweh. We need motivation to run to him. That's what we need. And that's what we need to remember. Hallelujah. It means praise our wonderful creator. And that's Psalm 69. And on my channel, every single day, I read a live psalm or something live from the scriptures to encourage you to develop a passion for his word and understand these are not just some words on a paper that somebody wrote down. These are words that our creator has given us from the beginning of time. And when Yeshua set us free from death row, he gave us this guidebook to live by and to follow. And the deception of the man-made systems of Christianity and Judaism and every other belief system out there is keeping people away from his words. The enemy does not want you reading truth. But when you come to read truth and Yah opened your eyes and you see how you start to understand that his yoke is easy. Praise Yahweh. And it's not difficult. And he's always there. No matter how bad your situation is, you could change that around. Hallelujah. You could turn that around in an instant. On Yah's timing, not your timing. But we need to take no time. We need to run to him immediately. And we need to pray to him consistently and talk to him. You want to go to a psychiatrist. You want to go to a doctor. You want to go to a friend. All that good and fine. But who we go to first? It shows where our priorities are. We need to take it to our creator, you know, and he'll take care of it. And we need to trust him and have faith in him. All right, everybody, there it was. Thank you for listening to that Psalm 69. And again, I'm doing all the Psalms live every day on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And if you'd like to join us every Friday night, we're on live at 10 p.m. Eastern time for local fellowship or for fellowship all over the world via YouTube. And we have a local fellowship at 3 p.m. Every Saturday in Lake Worth, Florida. You can join us there as well. So remember, we need to get in the Word every single day. And I recommend people doing it first thing in the morning or as soon as they get up and ready to leave their house, because we get so busy, we often forget to do it later in the day, and it often creates a struggle of how we're prioritizing and what we are to do. So I want to encourage you to read your scriptures every day and be in the Word every day, and understand that these words of the Bible were given to us for a reason. You know, I know many Christians, they'll read Psalms 1 to 31. They'll read one psalm every day, which is a great thing to do. But there's a lot more psalms than just that. And these are the recordings of you know, we might say, well, they found old recordings of the Beatles songs, or Elvis died, but they found recordings of Elvis, and people are so excited about that. Well, what about the songs and the prayers of King David, one of the most holy people in all of the scriptures? How come we're not just excited about that? And we need to be. So as I read Psalms 69 today, I pray that there's something that touched you and that will motivate you to get in the Word and be in the Word and continue to read your Bibles, or even open up your Bibles and repent. If you've been a believer for no matter how long and you're not reading your Bible every day, repent for that and get back into the Word. And get into the Word. And put that ahead of the news. Put that ahead of the everything. These are our Creator's words. And we need to continuously build our relationship with Him. And that should be the most important thing in our lives. So I pray people will do that. And I thank you for listening and encourage you again. You can contact me at the phone number at the end of this video. Also the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And listen to my other recordings here on this radio station. Or you type my name in the internet, Paul Neeson, N-I-S-O-N. You'll find a lot of information out there with me, just teaching these words and just teaching scripture to people, not making things up, just showing you what the Bible says and what we have to do. So praise our wonderful Creator, and I encourage you all to be excited about it, not just to read it, but to have a joy and to have an emotional connection like King David did. All right, everybody. So, so do that and encourage others to do that and be an example to glorify a wonderful Creator in front of the world, and go out there and pray, praise, proclaim, read, and repent and submit. All right. Until then, everybody, have a blessed day, and I'll be back next week on the station, and shalom, shalom.
If you'd like to learn more about the Hebraic roots of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, you can fellowship with us every Sabbath. That's on Saturday at 3 p.m. in Lake Worth. Just contact me via the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. You could also be with us online via YouTube every Friday night for our fellowship at 10 p.m. Eastern Time via the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Until then, everybody, shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Sometimes it feels like I'm watching from the outside. Sometimes it feels like I'm breathing. But am I alive? I won't keep searching for answers that aren't here to find. All I know is I'm not home yet. This is not where I belong. Take this world and give me Jesus. This is not this blessed assurance holding me.